In local news, Jefferson County Sheriff's deputies say a 22-year-old McLeansboro man was killed in an early Saturday morning one-vehicle wreck just north of Opdyke. The victim was identified as Lucas D. Johnson of McLeansboro. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Deputies say Johnson was driving a pickup truck that left the Opdyke Lane near the intersection of Lynchburg Road, north of Opdyke, and struck a tree. Johnson, along with a passenger in the truck, 21-year-old Kaylee Montgomery of Carterville, were both trapped in the truck and had to be extricated by Jefferson Rural firemen. Montgomery was airlifted from the scene by Air Evac Medical Helicopter to a hospital in St. Louis. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Jefferson County Fire Protection District, Linton's Ambulance, Air Evac Life Team, and the Jefferson County Coroner's Office responded to the scene. A 911 call reporting the accident was received by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department at 3:10 Saturday morning. The accident is still under investigation by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and Coroner's Office. A Fairfield man has been jailed following a brief police pursuit in Albion early Friday morning. 30-year-old David A. Springmeyer has been lodged in the White County Jail at Carmi for Edwards County authorities on a long list of charges stemming from the overnight incident. Not all of the details were available, however, Edwards County Sheriff's Police became involved in a pursuit of Mr. Springmeyer early Friday morning. At some point, Springmeyer's vehicle crashed into the home of Charles and Karen Shoup in Albion. No one was hurt in the Shoup residence. Springmeyer is then accused of fleeing the scene on foot. A short time later, he is accused of stealing a car from a home near the Shoup residence. Police allege he then abandoned the stolen car on the other side of Albion. Officers then took Springmeyer into custody at a residence in Albion. He remains in the White County Jail at Carmi, pending the filing of formal charges and setting a bond. The exact charges won't be available until State's Attorney Michael Valentine reviews police reports of the incident. An Edwards County man was sentenced to federal prison on methamphetamine charges. 44-year-old Joshua Millman of West Salem was sentenced to 114 months in federal prison, 4 years supervised release, and a fine of $600. Millman pleaded guilty to 3 counts in a federal indictment. Count 1 charged that from April of 2014 through July 1st of 2015 in Clay and Richland counties within the Southern District of Illinois, the state of Indiana, and elsewhere, Millman knowingly conspired and agreed with others to distribute methamphetamine. Count 2 charged that on July 1st of 2015 in Clay County, Millman knowingly and intentionally possessed with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. Count 3 charged that on July 1st, 2015 in Clay County, Millman knowingly and intentionally distributed methamphetamine. Flora Police Department, Clay County Sheriff's Department, Southeastern Illinois Drug Task Force, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Illinois State Police participated in the investigation.
At Country Financial, we take the time to get to know our customers. We know every situation is unique, and our goal is to understand yours so we can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. I'm Alex Atwood, your local Country Financial representative in Sisney. Give me a call today to talk about how we can help ensure the future you dream about.
New time, new place. Hey, join us daily for the Bruce Dickey Show, presented by LJ Liquidations in Fairfield. You'll find us weekdays at 9 on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM, with replays anytime online at WFIWradio.com. And hey, give me a call at 842-2159 if you'd like to have a guest from your group or organization on the show. Informative, irreverent, and always entertaining. Hey, that's the Bruce Dickey Show, weekdays at 9 on WFIW AM and FM.
The grand opening for the Bobcat Den on the campus of Frontier Community College has been set for Monday, January 11th, the start of the 2016 spring semester. The Bobcat Den will offer memberships on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis and will include the use of the cardio room, weight room, and racquetball court. The Bobcat Den Fitness Center offers a cardio room, weight room, and racquetball court. There's also a classroom for yoga, chair yoga, aerobics, Zumba, Thai Fit, and self-defense for women. The student-run Frontier Perks Coffee House is also located in the Bobcat Den, serving coffee, espresso, lattes, and smoothies. There is a one-week free trial period from January 4th through the 8th. During this week, the community can use the fitness center equipment and racquetball court Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. A free aerobics class will be offered on January 5th at 6 p.m. with instructor Luke Harl. The minimum age for the Bobcat Den membership or class enrollment is a freshman in high school. The Bobcat Den, formerly the Fairfield Fitness Center, was purchased by the Frontier Community College Foundation. Renovations have been taking place since January of 2015. A missing Heron, Illinois woman has been added to the National Crime Information Center database as a missing person. According to the Heron Police Department, Delia Ann Stacy was reported missing on December 28th at around 5:30 p.m. by her family. The family said they last saw Stacy at around 11 a.m. when she left the family home on foot for what they believed was to meet a friend. Later that day, Stacy's family said they received a text message from Stacy's phone number that read, "Help." Police say further contact with her via the phone was unsuccessful, as has the use of all resources available in determining the phone's location. Neither Stacy's family nor known friends know her whereabouts. Stacy is described as a 5'6", 130-pound white female with auburn hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing a gray shirt and blue jeans. If you have any information on her whereabouts, you're asked to call the Heron Police Department at 618-942-4132 or your local law enforcement agency. A Mounds, Illinois teen is now charged as an adult in connection with the shooting of a canine officer. Nigel L. Williams, 17, is charged with attempted first-degree murder of a police officer and aggravated battery of a police officer with a firearm. Charges have been pending against Williams in juvenile court since July 9th and were transferred to criminal court at a hearing held on December 31st. The Pulaski County, Illinois State's Attorney Jim Flummer said a petition seeking to try Williams as an adult was filed at the same time the juvenile charges were filed on July 9th, but for procedural reasons could not be heard by the court until now. According to Illinois State Police, Williams, then 16, was shot during a gunfire exchange with a canine officer, Lyle Womack. Williams was taken into custody after he went to an area hospital with a minor gunshot wound. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. And the price paid locally was unchanged at $29.50 a barrel. Taking a look at sports in boys high school basketball, Fairfield defeated NCOE 55-51 in the JV game. It was Fairfield 62, NCOE 36. Edwards County over North Clay, 72-35, and Marion beat Meridian, 54-27. College football in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Arkansas beat Kansas State, 45-23. In the Taxslayer Bowl, Georgia over Penn State, 24-17. In the Valero Alamo Bowl, TCU made a huge comeback to defeat Oregon, 47-41. In the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl, it was West Virginia edging Arizona State 43-42. College basketball action, Indiana beat Nebraska 79-69. Iowa over Purdue 70-63. Michigan State beat Minnesota 69-61. It was Michigan over Penn State 79-56. Wisconsin beat Rutgers 79-57. It was Maryland over Northwestern 72-59. Evansville beat Missouri State 76-59. Southern Illinois over Northern Iowa 75-73. Eastern Illinois beat Jacksonville State 75-64. Kentucky a winner over Ole Miss 83-61. St. Louis loss to Rhode Island. It was 85-57, Rhode Island. Also, Tennessee Tech over SIU Edwardsville, 86-63. Virginia beat Notre Dame, 77-66. Kansas beat Baylor, 102-74. Duke over Boston College, 81-64. North Carolina beat Georgia Tech, 86-78. And Oklahoma over Iowa State, 87-83. In the NBA, Indiana beat Detroit, 94-82. Brooklyn over Boston, 100-97. Sacramento beat Phoenix, 142-119. Oklahoma City over Charlotte, 109-90. Cleveland beat Orlando, 104-79. Milwaukee beat Minnesota, 95-85. It was New Orleans over Dallas, 105-98. San Antonio beat Houston, 121-103. Utah beat Memphis, 92-87 in overtime. Golden State over Denver in overtime, 111-108. And the Clippers beat Philadelphia, 130-99. NHL action, Toronto over St. Louis, 4-1. Detroit beat Buffalo, 4-3. Edmonton beat Arizona in a shootout, 4-3. LA beat Philadelphia, 2-1. Tampa Bay over Minnesota in a shootout, 3-2. Florida beat the Rangers, 3-0. New Jersey over Dallas in overtime, 3-2. Pittsburgh beat the New York Islanders, 5-2. Nashville beat Carolina, 2-1 in overtime. Columbus over Washington, 5-4 in a shootout. Calgary beat Colorado, 4-0. And Winnipeg beat San Jose, 4-1.
Papertown LLC is a small business, and we strive to have that small business mentality that so many are getting away from these days. We want to help make your farm grow and prosper like it was our own. Spring planting is right around the corner, and Papertown LLC would like to be a part of your next successful season. We offer a full line of custom chemical and fertilizer applications for your farm. Every customer is important to us, no matter how big or small. Give me, Brandon Bullard, a call, 618-755-4482. I'm looking forward to working with you.
In local and area deaths, 86-year-old former Fairfield resident Charlene Wiley died at 12:20 p.m. Friday, December 25th, at Leroy Manor in Leroy, Illinois. She had been a hairdresser working locally at the Uptown Beauty Shop and had owned and operated Charlene's Beauty Shop. Charlene is survived by sons Robert McNeilan of Slidell, Louisiana, and Greg Wiley of St. Louis, Missouri, daughters Beverly Tuttle of Bloomington, Illinois, and Anna Mariner of Pocomoke City, Maryland, 9 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Charlene Wiley will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 p.m. until the time of service at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. 91-year-old Wilma Grady of Grayville died Friday at Oakview Heights Continuous Care and Rehab in Mount Carmel. She worked as a bookkeeper for over 20 years at Modern Gas. Wilma had graduated valedictorian of her class from Grayville High School and was a lifelong member of the Grayville Church of Christ, also attended the Mount Carmel Church of Christ. She is survived by her 5 children, Linda Pettigrew and her husband Don of Albion, George Grady and wife Carolyn of Lancaster, Kathy Pierce of Evansville, Marcia Brines and husband Don of Mount Carmel, and Becky McLean and husband Fred of Patoka, Indiana. 14 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, 21 great-great-grandchildren, and a brother, Jerry Jordan and wife Dottie of Tell City, Indiana. Graveside services for Wilma Grady will be held at 2 p.m. on Tuesday at Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Visitation will be from 6 until 8 p.m. Monday in the Chapel of Keeps Funeral Home in Mount Carmel. Memorial contributions may be made in Wilma's memory to the Mount Carmel Church of Christ and can be made at the Keeps Funeral Home in Mount Carmel. To view Wilma's tribute wall and leave online condolences, visit keepsfuneralhome.com.
'Tis the season for First Financial Bank's Holiday Skip-A-Pay. If you have a car loan or other consumer loan with us, visit any of our banking centers for details on skipping your December or January payment. Use the extra cash for gifts, travel, entertaining, or whatever you choose. Interest will continue to accrue on the loan balance, and the maturity date of the loan will be extended for 1 month. Certain restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Make the season merrier with Holiday Skip-A-Pay, exclusively from First Financial Bank. Member FDIC.
It's time now to check the WFIW area weather forecast for today. Sunny skies, a high of 38. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 24. For Monday, sunny, a high of 34. Monday night, mostly clear, a low of 21. For Tuesday, sunny, a high of 35. Tuesday night, mostly clear and a low of 23. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, a high of 41. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 30. Thursday, a slight chance of rain. Mostly cloudy skies and a high of 44. Thursday night, a chance of rain, cloudy with a low of 35. For Friday, a chance of rain, cloudy and a high of 45. Our high yesterday was 44. Our low this morning, 28. And our current temperature is 30. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Jessica James, WFIW News, copyright 2016.